Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
Oh, now the show has begun. Here's the second. Hugh, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Important question. Are you ready to puck it up, Hugh?
I'm about to puck it up as soon as I get home.
Oh, boy. No, we got to puck it up right now on the show.
What we got?
Well, I believe
we got bros.
We got bros. I believe for the first time as a guest on the midday show,
Bros.
Hunter Broads. Broads Brody, as his email is here at Odyssey.
Ain't it Brody?
It's Broads Brody.
Oh, Broads Brody.
Broads
okay,
Brody. Gotcha. If you want to contact him through email, he's with us right now as we get set for the Puck It Up draft party tonight at Chickies in Glassboro. Broads, how we doing?
Gentlemen, it's a huge day. Who would have thought? The Flyers. It's the optimism in the city. The orange and black. Phillies are a dumpster fire. DFA Max Kepler. But Danny Briere, baby, he's got the city in the palm of his hands tonight.
He does, Hugh. He's got the city in the palm of his hands. This segment, of course, Hugh.
It's sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. We were out there at Langstown. What was it, Langhorn, the other day?
Yeah.
Not
early
Langstown.
This week. It's awesome. Grab your crew and head over to McGurk's this weekend and enjoy the
smooth
summer
as
menu.
Always.
We are
that was because I was.
Stop picking on Hugh. I felt Hugh, you're in one today, dude. I can see it in your eyes when I'm watching the YouTube stream. I feel bad for Hugh.
He threw his car keys in the trash. This guy's got the whole neighborhood looking for his keys.
I think I threw my car keys.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I feel bad.
I wasn't even high though. That's the terrible thing about it. I wasn't even high. I don't know what happened. I think I threw my car.
No, we were going there, but hey, nothing wrong with being stoned.
Yeah, welcome to the show. No. All right, bros. Let's talk through this. First of all, where do I get one of the Puck It Up t-shirts? I need a Puck It Up t-shirt. Where do I get them? How do I get them?
All right, so it's breakingtea.com/WIP. Look at this beauty if you're watching on the tube. All right, puck it up, baby. Puck it up. Yeah. I was rollerblading around the street this morning doing a little skate takes, and people were screaming out of their windows, puck it up, bros!
Yeah, we need more of that. We need to do that when you walk around here. All right, bros, here's what I need to know.
Somebody gonna mess up when they say that, though.
Yeah, you might be you, so just watch out. Sixth pick in the draft tonight. Bros, give me some names, and then give me a sense of this draft, the strength of it. Like, are we, what kind of player do you think we can get at six tonight? Is this a great draft in terms of depth? Is it like a one- or two-player draft? Because every draft is different in terms of what kind of quality of depth it has. Give me a name or two, and then tell me about this draft as a whole.
All right, so I do believe when they're at six, if James Higgins is on the board, that's the one to go to. He's a 5'11 center. He played at Boston College. He had a point per game last year. And there were talks prior to this previous year playing out that he could go number one. And then for whatever reason, he kind of dipped a little bit. Others jumped him. So at one point, the whole world around the NHL said this kid may be the number one overall pick. So if you're at six and that type of skill falls on your lap, I think you got to take it. People are worried about the size. But again, Danny Briere was a smaller guy. He's the GM. If you could play, you could play, especially in today's game. So I would go James Hagan. He's an American kid. I think that's the move if he's on the board. After that, I was telling the guys on the afternoon show a little bit. A little Caleb Desjardins. You want to get a little Canadian in there, throw a little Caleb Desjardins. He's up there as well, 84 points last year in the queue. Now, in regards to how this draft looks, you're not getting a Crosby. You're not getting a McDavid. You're not getting an Ovechkin type of guy. But I think you could get a real legitimate top six forward that can help change your franchise around and be a staple as a center. And they're so thin at center that they need it badly. So it's not going to be a Crosby, but it's going to be someone who is extremely valuable and extremely important to a rebuild. So I don't want anyone to think just because it's not a powerful wow that this isn't important.
You know, speaking of this rebuild, bros, and plus, I just want to get you prepared for this hockey show that we're going to do. that I'm going to be captaining when the Flyers make it to the playoffs. But speaking of that, tell me a little bit about Trevor Zegras and what he brings to the table. You know, they traded for him a couple of days ago. So just tell me a little bit about what he brings to the table.
Yeah, listen, he is someone. He was on the NHL cover of the video game a few years back. So that's how big of a name he was a few years ago. And injuries definitely limited what he was capable of doing over the last few years in Anaheim. But he is someone who is so skilled. Like, you can't teach the type of skill that he has with his hands, with his vision. He's putting the puck on his stick and doing lacrosse-style goals and all the crazy stuff that makes the highlight SportsCenter top 10 play stuff. But, you know, look, there is some things he needs to work on. He needs to be better in the faceoff dot. He needs to be a little bit more tougher in the corners and play a little bit more of a game where it's not as finesse, maybe is the right word to use. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah, but listen.
Two hockey guys chopping it up.
That's right. Hugh Douglas and Broads. I'm thinking about a podcast. Screw Al Morgani. You know what I'm saying? It's Hugh Douglas.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. How about after all these years kicking Al out, Hugh, so you could get onto the podcast? All right, bros, I got a question for you. So a couple nights ago, we had the NBA draft, right? And the Sixers take a guard. And then, you know, it kind of opens up the question of fit, like three guards and who's going to stay long term. Is that something that, in terms of where the Flyers are at, positionally tonight, how much does that matter? Are you in the zone of, hey, let's get some good hockey players in here and we'll figure it out as we go along? Or when you look at tonight and then moving forward as they keep building this thing, how much does fit matter, especially around what they already have here, considering what they did last year and moving forward? How much does fit matter in terms of where the Flyers are at for you?
I don't think fit matters at all right now because they're so thin everywhere. Now, there are some fans, it's interesting you bring this up, that there's one winger that's on the board that might be available. His name is Porter Martone. But people don't want him because they think we have too many wingers. But they're talking about bottom six guys. I'll give you an example. You know, it's kind of like saying we don't need anyone because we have Bryson Stott. Well, listen, I like Bryson Stott, but I'm not here to tell you Bryson Stott is, you know, the end-all be-all here. You can do better than a Bryson Stott. So there's players that have intrigue, but just because I have a Stott, is that going to stop me from taking someone who I think could be a spectacular second baseman? Absolutely not. Same type of theory here with the winger. So I don't care if Porter Martone's the best on the board at six and he plays wing, you bet your ass I'm taking Porter Martone. And I don't care that you have a lot of wingers because I don't even think the wingers they have are as great as people feel. But they are so bad at center, and there are a lot of centers that are going to be there. So I would lean center. But if Porter Martone's the best available and he's a wing, then I'm going wing. I can't do positional right now. We got a lot of holes.
You gotta get good players, Hugh. That's all.
You gotta get good pros. But bros, I'm a little curious. So when can we all get excited about the Flyers?
I mean, you want a timeline? You're asking for the timeline.
I'm just asking, the draft is tonight. No, I'm just saying.
We're
pucking it up tonight. But I'm just saying, when the season starts, can we be excited about it this year? I mean, what are we talking about? Playoffs? What are we talking about?
No, I don't think it's playoffs yet. We got to see what they do with the goalie. I know. Listen, I'm just being honest. I can't tell people here, let's go win the cup. You know, even though I tweet pictures of the 75 parade thinking I might see it one day. I don't think I'm going to anytime soon. The truth is, this is the time to jump on board to get excited about all. You got to watch the players grow. Mitch Kopf and Trevor Zegras and whoever they draft, you're going to maybe have to wait a year until they get here. It's just the nature of the beast. Don't yell at me. But, you know, you get it. It's the new wave. You get talking. This is the big offseason that's going to set them in the direction to get to the postseason over the next couple of years.
So I believe
I'm not going to say this year, but soon.
All right. Well, one way to get on the ground floor of this is to go to the Puck It Up draft party tonight. So give us
at Broads' house.
Is that correct? All right. So give us your address. Tell us the details for tonight on the Puck It Up draft party.
The Puck It Up draft parties at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro, New Jersey, 7 o'clock. No ticket needed. I got a couple of messages. Any kind of it. No. You show up, we puck it up.
We bring in snacks.
We'll bring snacks. Of course, Chickies got the snacks, baby.
Well, not the snacks that I have, bros. I'm bringing gummies.
Oh, no, that won't do. Listen.
I'll get your number from Kyle.
Yeah, there you go. All jokes aside, to put it in perspective of that's okay. I'm not joking either. You get the number. We talk. We'll talk. We're having a Puck It Up party. All right, just let that sink in. Just to show you where the Flyers are right now, the optimism, where they're headed. We're having a Flyers Huck It Up draft party. So get excited, damn it! Let's go!
There's no easy way out.
Broads.
There's no shortcut.
We appreciate it. If Hugh finds his keys, he'll be there tonight.
He's not gone.
Yeah, he lost his keys. Yeah.
I ain't got no damn car keys.
Yeah, that's not good.
Damn.
Broads, thank you so much. We'll puck it up tonight. And
still get his number, though.
Enjoy it. Yeah, Broads, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you.
I get one of the All Uber right. drivers
Thanks,
to,
fellas.
To drop it
you
off.
You got it. There he goes. Broads on
drop
the Flyers. I like how you just threw in there that you are going to lead host a Flyers
Listen.
Playoff preview show. That we were kidding about.
You can't
the other
even
day.
Find your keys.
I'm gonna speak it into
How are you
existence.
Gonna do that?
And sometimes
you hear
I can
him pronounce
barely
those names. You have no shot.
And sometimes I can barely English, but I got time. I got time to get better.
I'm
gonna work on English.
Time's going the other way for you.
You know, I gotta be honest.
Time is on my side.
You have lived a blessed life.
Yes, it is.
You have lived a blessed life
gosh,
back
it's
here.
Awful.
We don't have too many current players in Philadelphia sports that we talk about often that have difficult names. If you start getting into hockey, Hugh, you're
I'm getting into hockey. I don't
you
see,
are cooked.
No,
because you can't
I
do the basic ones.
I don't like how you imply that I couldn't lead the show, the hockey show.
No, you can do it. But again,
it'll probably be
I don't
a
even really think he implied it. I think he's
he
explicitly
said
stating
that, he
said that you can't.
That, but I feel like I need to prove him wrong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're taking it as a challenge.
Yeah.
You
got to
use competitive juices.
I know. It's the first time in a while.
There's no easy way out, Kyle. Ain't no shortcut home. I can do that. There's no easy way out. So, bro said I got like two or three years.
Are you going to study for the whole two or three years? Or are going to cram at the end?
Two to three years left.
And you know what? I'll probably cram at the end. That's a long ass time.
Yeah.
That's long ass time.
At least he didn't lie to everyone. You asked him the playoff timeline, and he didn't lie.
You can't. Yeah. You can't. But I like his enthusiasm. I like his excitement.
Yes.
I mean, that's always, you know, anytime you hear Bros, he's always like that, man. So I was kind of excited to hear
So him. It was great to have him on. Here's the thing, though. Like, he didn't lie to the audience. I feel like if you were a hockey guy, you would lie.
Oh,
I
no
would
question.
Lie.
You would lie.
What would I lie about?
If you were in his spot, I said, when are they making the playoffs? You'd say, oh, this year.
No,
you would lie.
No, listen.
Now you'd be singing, you know I Still Believe.
All that crap.
Since we're here, you know what a lie is? When you have somebody that comes on these airwaves and say, yeah, you know I'm going with this, and say that the Sixers are going to be the third seed next year. That's a lie.
Now it's
a
low personal. Blow. Now it's
minimum.
Personal.
At minimum.
It's been a low blow all week.
It's
what are you
personal.
Talking about?
It's
been personal all week.
Yeah, that was just enthusiasm.
No,
Kyle's enthusiastic.
That was a lie. That
blind
was a
faith,
flat out lie.
Maybe.
What was
I'm
it?
Not lying. I might be overly enthusiastic.
No,
I could
okay.
be wrong.
So you're
but
that
I believe it.
It was a lie. You believe
I'm not,
that
no.
was a lie.
No, I'm not lying.
You
I could be a moron.
You had to be high.
I could be a moron.
You had to be high.
But I'm not lying.
We need to add something to the core values of the show.
What's that?
It's not a lie if you believe it. And I think Kyle believes it.
I mean, I think
it.
That's
no,
I think
know,
that is
I
a part
want,
of the core
I,
values,
I
isn't
that.
It?
No, because we got to stop telling people to live their truth.
No, they do
right.
live
no,
their
no,
truth.
No, never mind.
You should
no,
live their truth.
No, you shouldn't.
And the truth is, I didn't lose my keys. They got up and walked away. They walked away. They got tired of me.
Yeah.
And so they left.
Yeah. You keep spinning that yarn.
I'm going to spin it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because I didn't lose my keys.
All right, Nick in Norristown. You're up, buddy. What's up, Nick?
Oh, hey guys. How you doing?
Hey, Nick. Show. What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
We got you. Yes.
Cool. Hey, I just wanted to. I heard the guy talking about Crawford coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to touch on that real quick because I've heard people for weeks say, hey, we're missing a bat in the outfield. We need a center fielder. Why can't we just bring Crawford up? And I think that's kind of first-level thinking. I think what may be happening is Dombrowski's trying to keep Crawford's value as high as possible. So he might be floating him out there as trade bait to some of these teams, for who I'm not really sure. But what happens when you bring him up and he struggles? Like, his value is going to drop, and he's not going to be as hot on the trade market So I think there might be some wheels turning in the background that people aren't really thinking about.
So, Nick, maybe I agree to an extent. I mean, I think it'd have to be extreme in a short period to change people's real opinions of him. Like, if he came up here and hit, like, 100 for 3 months, I think then what you're speaking to, that it could affect his value. But if he came up here and hit 250 with no power for 2 weeks, I don't know. You think that's really going to change what other GMs really think about his future? I understand your point. I just think they don't have a spot for him right now unless they dump Marsh and or Kepler because he's lefty. It's just, I think his fit on the team is awkward until they get Kepler out of here, which maybe should be today.
Well, yeah, it seems like he wants that sooner than later. But yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I do think that he's trying to keep his value as high as possible. And where he is right now, hitting 350 or whatever he's hitting down there, that's where his value's highest. I mean, he's not a big power guy that's going to come up and hit 400-foot bombs. Like, that's just not going to happen. So that's my feeling on it, and I think there may be some things moving in the background that we're not aware of that hopefully we get some news over the next month or two, that he's making a trade for some pitching, maybe a right-handed bat for the outfield.
Well, they need it. And, Nick, you say you hope. I say it's necessary. I mean, if they leave this offense the way it is, it's not going to win the World Series. I mean, they'll probably get to the playoffs, but they need help here. Nick, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, I haven't looked in on the Twitter poll today. And I'm talking about the one about Topper. I don't even know if we put one up about your keys, but the one about Topper.
We're at a consensus about Hugh's keys.
Oh, it's all his fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that. I mean, what did you just say a few minutes ago? They got up and, walked away. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm living my truth.
Well, that's what you encourage people to do. All right. A few Twitter polls we should hit today. Number one, is Rob Thompson starting to lose you? I find the answers here to be pretty interesting. Hugh, it's 56% this is on the players. 44% yes, Topper's starting to lose.
That's kind of close.
It's a big number.
That's kind of close.
Yes.
That's kind of close.
I didn't expect that kind of number today. I thought it would be way more on the players. All right, so the Phillies DFA Max Kepler to send a message. I like the people today on this one. 65% yes. Cut his ass. Get him out of here.
Well, yeah, you got to send a message. I believe that because, Scott talked about it. I mean, he didn't say, DFA.
Yeah,
but
well,
he
Scott's
was kind of surprised. Scott didn't do all that.
You tried to corner him, though.
Well, no, I didn't try to corner him. Sometimes I have to do my job ask the hard questions. Sometimes, And it was just unfortunate.
Big J. Douglas.
But it's unfortunate that it happened to be Scott because me and Scott have history. We're like best buds.
Modern
stuff.
Day Larry King over here.
What I mean? We're best buds. And I had to just ask the question.
We got Don King Douglas and Larry King Douglas.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where you have to ask the question. Because like I said this morning, when you hear it, it's like, oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Because that means that has the potential to fragment the locker room. So that's why I had to ask the question.
All right, the people are with you on this one. Do you believe we'll see a culture change with the Sixers this season or next season? Yes at 36%, no at 34%.
No, yeah. I mean,
Scaredy cats.
Yeah.
No, I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. Joel Embiid is still here.
New wave. We are changing that. We're tipping the scales, Hugh. We are tipping the scales. They're bringing in winners now, hopefully. Finally. Hopefully. Ed is in Cherry Hill. Ed doesn't want to blame Topper. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I don't understand. First off, Philadelphia's been in the playoffs for, what, the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a great team. I don't understand why we always blame the manager instead of he's not up there holding the bat. He's not throwing the baseball.
So, and I don't think it's his fault they're not hitting, but if they don't believe in him anymore or they're questioning him, we have a problem here.
Yeah, but they've been through, how many managers have they been through in the last 5 years, 6 years?
Well, two. I mean,
they've got the players. They've got the players. I don't think you should have to push somebody who's making millions of dollars a year to go up and hit a ball.
Well, we say they have the players. Ed, I don't know if they have the players on the offense. They have names. Like, just because Max Kepler is a name and Castellanos is a name, are these guys really high-end hitters?
No, I never liked Castellanos. I mean, I think Harper carries the team. Well, you've got the best. You got the best pitching staff in the league.
That we agree on. Harper hasn't carried the offense in a year, though. I mean, like, we keep saying this. I think that the Phillies,
he's not even on the field.
The Phillies are like a name brand, and then you dig underneath. Like, this is not that good. I mean, their hitters don't hit that much.
Well, we'll figure if you had Alvarado back and as a relief pitcher. I mean, they'd be fantastic. It's either they're not hitting or they're not pitching. There's something wrong there.
Right, we agree, but the manager has no role in any of this?
Yeah, to a point, you know what? He's probably the easiest person you could fire.
Sure. Yeah, there's not many levers they could pull. And look, I'm not advocating to fire Topper. What I'm saying is I'm starting to lose some faith that he's the right voice. I mean, I got two times in 2 weeks, Ed, where I got a player either mouthing off to him in a dugout or after the game saying...
Yeah, the timing is not...
It's not great. And then Kepler yesterday, who's a stiff. I mean, Kepler's saying I was promised more playing time and I'm out of rhythm.
I agree. You don't talk to your manager like that. And it just shows disrespect.
My feeling is they're questioning him. And that doesn't mean they can't overcome that. I'm just getting the sense they're starting to wonder, does he know what he's doing in there? And once you have that, you start to wonder, like, what's going on? All right, what should we bring to Broads' party now? What snack should we bring?
Hey, I was thinking, since there's so much traffic on Haddonfield Road trying to get into a Roy Rogers...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got the road blocked off of police with people trying to get in there. Why don't we just pick up an Arby's roast beef sandwich?
There we go. All right.
I mean, a Wendy's.
So there's
Roy
a lot
Rogers
of traffic for the
you know
new Roy
I'm,
Rogers?
I'm glad we're here.
The Roy Rogers.
Yeah, because listen.
You sent a message to us about this new Roy Rogers yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know if there's potential for them to be a sponsor.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Not after this.
Because you already know where I'm going. Roy Rogers. Is not good enough to warrant a line around the corner.
So I'm going to push back a little bit.
Okay, what is it about Roy Rogers that you find that is worthy, is line worthy?
Okay. You get live in their bathrooms?
That's Bucky's. That's Bucky's.
Now, let me ask a question. This is a standalone Royce?
Because
they are rare. This is like seeing Bigfoot in the wild. That you don't see, typically, and I used to be a big Roy Rogers fan back in the day. One, they had good milkshakes. That's number one.
Okay.
But two...
Then have a milkshake.
Oh, they have good milkshakes. Two, Roy Rogers in the last 20 years, 25 years, I would say has moved from standalone Roy's to you only see them in the rest stops.
That's where I found one. I was on my way to Ohio.
Right.
It was not that great.
Right, okay. I'm not arguing the validity of that. But if you don't see a standalone Roy Rogers very often, the only time you could
so
ever...
So you're going for nostalgia.
Kind of, yeah. And the milkshakes.
That's horrible. And I guarantee you... That most of the people in line, no disrespect to the people that went, but they probably were silver hairs. They probably were silver hairs. And being a guy that's sitting here with a whole bunch of silver hair in my beard.
I was going to say.
I have a lot of nerve. I know I do.
You do.
But I still feel pretty spry. But I guarantee you it was some people that probably, you know, in their 60s, probably late 70s.
Well, they miss Royce.
Get that Roy Rogers.
Yeah, because they haven't seen one unless they're on the highway, like the turnpike or whatever, for 20 years.
Still does not warrant lines around the corner. Still does not warrant, in my humble opinion, backing up traffic.
What a day for you. Lose your keys, ripping Roy Rogers.
I'm on what they call, the kids like to call a heater.
You are. You absolutely are. I understand the Royce thing more than you do. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to check in with you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say about Hugh Douglas today and his situation. Your calls in the Phils, and I want Hugh's reaction to one of the most wild stories I've heard about an NFL player from this past season. This is like an all-time story. We'll hit that next. Your calls, you people as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.